think we all breathed a sigh of relief when the ombudsman took up the cudgels, first of all on behalf of the Verdon family, and secondly, when the ombudsman came with a recommendation to award the family €245,570 by way of compensation. But unfortunately, it hasn't happened, and that's the reason that the Byrne family and myself are taking the case to Brussels on Monday next. Danny will be coming out representing the family. He makes a very strong, coherent case. I will be supporting him, and hopefully the Petitions Committee will add impetus to the Ombudsman's report, which couldn't have been more definitive, and that is that the family were badly, very badly treated.
Even if they did back the family, though, they can't compel the Irish government, just as much as the Ombudsman can't, to compensate the family.
Well, first of all, I'm very disappointed that the Ombudsman's recommendation has not been taken on board by the previous government and indeed by the current administration, because it's almost without precedent that when the Ombudsman issues a recommendation that that is not acted upon. It's normal. It's almost without precedent that, having made a very strong recommendation, that the government doesn't take it on board. Secondly, from the point of view of the powers of the Petitions Committee, I've had quite a number of very successful outcomes where people came before the Petitions Committee. I supported their recommendations, for example, farmers from South Galway, and as a result, the government then acted in supporting the recommendations that the Petitions Committee has made. So hopefully we'll have a positive outcome.